Good day to you all. This is Paige Estrutori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Monday, March 4th, 2024. Let's dive straight into the important stories shaping Australia's financial and investment landscape. Australian home buyers are contending with an unexpected spike in property prices. Despite a rigorous monetary policy and interest rate hikes by the Reserve Bank of Australia, our sources indicate that home prices in the country have seen a remarkable surge of 10.7%, principally due to a severe mismatch between housing supply and demand, amplified by strong overseas immigration. An increase in foreign investment in residential property is also shaking up rental markets, and according to Commonwealth Bank economist Gareth Aird, this fear of missing out among buyers may increase if interest rates are cut further, possibly pushing home values up even more steeply. In other news, mortgage commitments to investors have seen an upwards shift of 20%, a story that doesn't align with concerns over property investors leaving the market. We had previously received warnings from industry experts like Kent Lardner and Tim Lawless about a potential imbalance in rental supply and demand due to supposedly retreating investors. However, with sales of investment properties increasing by 18% and growing migration patterns, it seems the real estate market remains appealing to investors. It's a complex rental landscape indeed, one that needs careful scrutiny of investment trends and government policies for accurate predictions. In a noteworthy case of consumer advocacy, a rural homeowner has triumphed over a botched roof job with a $42,000 settlement. HDI Global Specialty was held accountable for its substandard roof repairs conducted after a hailstorm back in 2018. Arbitrated by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, HDI was compelled to pay $40,000 for the poor repair work and an additional $2,000 for the distress caused to the homeowner during their lengthy four-year dispute. This case underscores the enduring commitment to policyholders, reminding us all of the power consumers have to voice concerns and demand fair treatment. Finally, let's address the tension arising around Australia's superannuation policy, specifically concerning early withdrawal during the time of the COVID-19 pandemic. Recent studies by the Super Members Council outline the potential long-term impacts of withdrawing funds early could make for a 30-year-old, leading to significant retirement shortfalls, quantifiable at a possible $93,600 less. The costs of this policy could amount to between $75 and $85 billion over six decades for taxpayers, resulting from additional pension expenses and declines in tax revenue. Young taxpayers might even find themselves with an increased tax burden of $3,000 each. The immediate relief scheme initiated by former Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is now under scrutiny as the financial sector reevaluates the trade-off between short-term relief and long-term economic effects. And with that, you're now up to speed with today's finance industry news. This is your home for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management insights. For more information, please visit financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been your daily financial news wrap with Paige Estrutori. Until next time, take care and make wise financial decisions.